Moisa Mishkav Moishev, that the Zav has a Chomadika Tumma, that Zav makes a Tumas Mishkav Moishev. Or else it's an Atat Tumma, Rashi says. Because the Zav itself makes his Mishkav Moishev into an Atat Tumma. Mashenkin about Kerry does not make his Mishkav Moishev into an Atat Tumma. So now, Amos, what are we talking about this Braisa? Yelam, if you want to tell me Beriah Shniya, the second time you see Zav. The second time you see Bechlal, it's not a Balkeri. The Zav is only have Hilchos Balkeri, is only the first time you see, not the second time. Elab Shita B'Yushin, we're talking about the first time the Zav sees the Zav. Uktani, still it says, Yilhokulolov, that this first time you see a Zav is not as Chomer as a Balkeri. That here it's a Kula, that what it says clearly, Shane the Matana B'Yanis. That the first time you see the Zav, if it comes out because you jumped or ate too much, you take a tor. So it's not like Rafuna. Here we see even for the first re of Zav, it has not could be Machmas Atzko, not Machmas Einis. Smur says, no, if it is Babi, is that true what you're saying? That the Brisa says, Bahachmur love. That if you see a Zav, it's also more Chomadik Alechom than Hilchas Shuk Vazera. She wants the Mishka Vamashim. When you come to a Zav, you metal even your Mishka, whatever you sit on a lion, they also become an Avatumma. Your bed or your chair becomes an Avatumma. Now, Bria Rishon, if Zav, the man only saw Zav one time, Bar Mishkav Meishavu, is he that much Tumme that he makes the Mishkav Meishavu? It's not true. The first time you see Zav, you only have a Tumma like a Sheikh Vazera. You only Tumme that one day, but you do not make your Mishkav Meishavu, your Bedi Yitzhir Tumme. And it was the price of me to say, as far as talking about the second Riyah. It's talking about the second Riyah, says Shri, how could you say bonus then? What's going on here? Someone said, El Rad Ochikam, this is what the price of me to say. That Reb Yitzchakam, Reb Yitzchak says like this, Fahalezav Bechlau Bakiri Hoya. What does that mean to say, Bri Rishayna? That the first time the Zav sees his Zav, really should have the same tumor, Elsa Bakiri. Meaning to say, even though it comes out the Inus, also he's Tommy for that one day. But Voloma Yotzab Bri Rishayna, how come the second time the Zav sees his Zav, it comes out to Nu Alocha? The new halacha the Zav has, that's local olav lahachmer lov. The second Riyah has a kula and a chumrah. Now it's very good. Local olav, the second time you see a Zav, it has a special kula. That was shame in the time of Yonis. And the second time you see it comes out because you ate too much, or you jumped, or you drank too much in Echnami. Then you don't have any tumas a Zav. Only if it comes out machmas atzmai. But also the second time you see it, there is a chumrah involved in lahachmer lov. What does that mean to say? Shuvaisa mishka v'meshav. The second time you see Zav, now your mamash become an avatumah, and the Mishka Moshev also becomes an avatumah. So therefore, there's no kasha and refuna. This bride is only talking about the second Riyah, not the first Riyah. The first Riyah talk could be tamei even boinus. On the refuna, refuna is over like this now. Some of the mitzvah says that zoiv, the zoiv that comes out of the body, doima lemei betek shosharim. It's like the dough, the water of dough made out of sorim barley. If you have barley soaking in water and you make a dough out of it, how that thickness is, that's the way the Zoiv is. Now, Zoiv bo mi bas remes. Zav comes out, even though your aver is small, it's like dead, still it comes out. Mashenken shichva zera bo mi bas achai. Shichva zera only comes out when your aver is hot. When it's big, Zoiv now deya. Zoiv is a little bit lighter. And v'doimet like lulubin beta samazras. It's like the white of an egg that's not fertilized. It's not so thick. It's not so thick together. It's more lighter. Shichva zera, though, that's kshuin. It's more tied together and it's more thick. V'doim, it's like lubin beitz, the white of an egg. Sheinu mizras. That means that is fertilized. That could hatch an egg. So that's a little bit more, if I say that's a little bit more thicker. So that's the way zera is. So the kid said it's a difference between zera and shichva zera, between zav and shichva zera. Because that's the locha, that the first time you see Zav, it has the same tumma like a Sheikh Vazera, nothing more. But really, they're two different mitzvahs. But the second time you see the Zav, that makes you tumma for 7 days. That gives you chomdika tumma, and metal mishka v'meshav. And the second time you see it, that has to come out only machmas atzmoid, and not machmas anainis. Here, then the Mishnah says, Dam ha'yaladish le'tovlo. The dam of Yelishir at Yolid, and then after the dam, after the 7 days of a Zohar, or the 8 or the 14 days of an Akeva, then she sees dam, which is the Yemei Torah, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet. So the Machlokes with the Mishnah of Beshamai holds that Tomei, that the Karoik, Kamei Mereg Leho, Rabbi Silva says, no, it's Natam Malach for Yavish. Samar says, Tani Lala like this. Omar Lehen Beisil Beishamai. Beisil said back to Beishamai. Don't you agree, Benida, with a regular Isha Tanida? She did not go to the mikveh yet. From Rosa Dam, then she sees Dam, she Tameya. That Dam is Dam Tomei. It's Kozman, she didn't go to the mikveh, it's called Dam Tomei. See, Rosa, if you led this, Kozman, she didn't go to the mikveh, Dam should become Tomei. Omar Lehen, so Beishamai said back. Omar Lehen Beishamai. Loyim Omartim Benida, I tell you, Nida is different. Shafilu Tov, even if she went to the mikvah, for Ross, eventually sees Dam again, Tomei, she becomes Tomei again. So that's why that Dam is Tomei. But to Yom Rabbi Yoledis, but here, when Isha gave birth, Shem Tov, if she would have went to the mikvah after the 7 or 14 days, and then for Ross, she would see Dam later, she Torah, that's when you made Torah, she become Torah. And so here, her also, she should remain Torah. So this Omelhem, so Basilu said back, Yoled is b'zayv tachiyach. Nisha gave birth and she's a zav tachiyach. That will show us not like that. She am told us if she would go to the mikvah v'ros aliyach yimesefi rotero. If she see dam after she tanted zaynikim, she remained tayro. But loy tovlu, she did not go to the mikvah v'ros and she sees dam tameya. You also agreed by Shammah that she remains tameya. Is omrul hem? So Shammah said back, no. Who adin via tshuva? Beishami holds the same thing there also. It's not true. The attacker Beishami would agree that the attacker remains our Tamei over there. Rashi says, Kleimar, ki echa derminu biyaledes gemura, kirei dishloi tovla v'rosa teiro, kach the same thing ledes b'zoiv also. If it has to wear the zayin yimein kiyim, and then she sees dam, echdami Beishami hold also, she's teiro. That the dam itself is teiro. Samar says, the men, what do you want to tell me then? The pligid is the machoikis. For you have now learned like this. Umoidin, they both agree, Bisham and Basil, that the Bialed is Bizarre, she Tameya. That Lach Biyavish, that she's Led is Bizarre, she is Tamei. So even Mashami agrees. Samar says, Lakash is Lakasha. Kansha Sofra, Kansha Sofra. If she didn't count yet the Zainikiyim and Echlam, then she then is Tameya. But if she already counted the Zainikiyim, then Bashami holds no, that Dam is called Dam Tor, the Dam itself is Tor. Then it says, Vatanya, I'll bring you proof along with this also, that it says, Yoled is Bezoiv, and each of birth Bezoiv, Shesofra, where she, Shesofra, she counted 7 days, Zainakim ready, but Vloit Tobla, she did not go to the mikvah, for Rosa, then she sees Dam, Sahokha, Besham, Lishitosan, Besil, Lishitosan, they both go according to their sheep, to see clearly Beshami holds, that the Dam is Dam Tor, its stock remains Tor. That since the passed by already the Yomim of Tumah, even though she didn't go to the mikvah, still the Dam is Tor. David Moore says, it will learn like this. Rav Omar Rav says, Ma Yenechadu. That the Locher is the first that said by Zohar, the first 7 days she's Tomei the Dam, the next 33 days the Dam of Dam Toyer, really comes out from the same place. It's called Ma Yenechadu, one place that the Dam come out from. Chosu Techide Shakro. To the Torah to Moshe, the Torah says it's Tome the first 7 days. The Torah to Rosh, the next 33 days, by Yisachar, it's Tor, when it came, it's 14 and 66. That's Rav Shita. That's Mayan Echad. For Levi, Yom Levi says no. Shnei Mayan is saying there are two separate places, like where the Dam comes from. And Nista Matome, after the 7 days, then it closes up that Mayan, that well of the Dam Tome. And Niftach Torah, it opens up the Mayan for Dam Tor. And then at the end, Nistam Ator, the end of the 40 days, that's when it closes up the mind of Tyra, and Niftach Ator, because that's where it Dam Nidus. That's the way Levi learns. The Shnei Mayonis. Moses, my banana, what's the difference between Rav and Levi? He could benayu shefas, if she sees Dam straight, the flow of Dam, mitoch shiva from 7 days, liyacha shiva, but after the 7 days. Or else, mitoch habosa, from the middle of 14 days, of the nekeva liyacha habosa. Or else, in the boim, after the 40th day, she sees straight that the flow of Dam is coming from the end of the 40th day, Liachra burns after 40. Or else, in the Shemayin and Liachra Shemayin, from the middle of the 80th till the end of the 80th. Say what? Lerav, that says, I saw one Mayin, Reisha Lakula. And so the Reisha would always be Lakula, according to Rav. Since it's one Mayin, even though it's Shafas, it doesn't make enough Kamina. That the Dam becomes Tor as soon as it stops the end of the 14 days or the end of the 7 days. The Seifa, if the Dam flows straight from the 80th till the 80th, till after the 80th, is Lechumra. And according to Rav, at the time, when it's Torah, it's Torah when Tomei Tomei. Even it's one Mayan, so it's totally mamish during the first 14 to 7 days, or else after that. But the Levi, according to Levi, Shita no, Levi owes the two Mayonis. So when do we say the Dam is Dam Toyer? It has to stop first the flow of Dam Tomei. There's the first 7 days after Zohar Shis Tomei. But let's say there'd be a straight flow, the 6th, 7th, 8th day goes straight to flow. So it never stopped that Mayan of Tomei. So even the 8th day, still the Dam will be Tomei. So if according to Levi, Rachel Chumah, which you saw straight, will be the Chumah, still be Tomei. The Sefer at the end of which you saw from the 80th day to further, will be Lekula. Since on the 80th day, the Dam is still Dam Toyer. If so, now that the Dam keeps on flowing out, even after that, there's still a flow from the Mayan of Tor, should remain Tor. That's a Machlokes Rav and Levi, whether it's one Mayan or two Mayanis. Next we have a question. It says, Dam Mayaledes, the letters that have Dam, Shloitov, she didn't go to the mikveh yet. So they Shama Yerim Karoika Kamerim Regleta, same Melocha, like Karoika Kamerim Reglayim, that's Tamayoni Lach and not Yavish. Well, they still Lachim, Matam Lach Vyavish, no, it's like a regular Dam, it's Tamay Lach Vyavish. So, Gosaka, that we thought this say the Poska, where she stops seeing Dam first. And still, it's the Machlokes B'Shamim B'Simel. So Vishlem, the Rav is good according to Rav, the Yom, he says, Mayin Nechadu, it's one Mayin, Mishimochi, Mitam Malach V'Yavish. That's why Beis Hillel says it's Tam Malach V'Yavish. Since it's one Mayin, so now Lemaisa, it's Yered Shloi Tovlo, so Beis Hillel says it's still Tamay, since you didn't go to the mikveh yet. Elo Levi Diyama, Shnei Mayonis saying the two different Mayonis, Amayim Mitam Malach V'Yavish, how can Beis Hillel say it's Tamay? If she stops seeing, and then she starts to see again, Pshita, that's from the new Mayan, and that's Dam Tor. So how could Hillel say that Dam is Tom Melach V'Yavish? So when it says, Omelach Levi, Levi says like this, Hocha, my skin, we're talking about over here, Echlemi, B'Shefat, that she saw straight Dam from the 7th to the 7th day. That's why, according to Beis Hillel, it's Dam Tomei. For the Mo'i B'Shefat, if the Dam went straight, in my time, the Beisham, how could Beisham say it's Tor? The Chur, if the Dam went straight, it's still Dam Tomei, and it's two Mayonis, so the first Mayon did not stop, you close up, so how could Beisham say it's Tor? So Mezos Enechnami, that's Kufra Machoikas according to Levi. That Beisham, Kasabi Beisham, Mayon Echad, he. That Levi will hold, that's Kufra Machoikas, Beisham and Beisilul. That Beisham holds one Mayon, therefore it's Torah after the 7 days, and Beisilul holds, no, it's two Mayonis, so if it didn't stop the flow, it's still from the Mayon of Tomei. So Mezos says, if so, now let's see. Vishlam is very good, Levi, according to Levi. Hainu Diyikah Beisham and Beisilul. That will be the Torah, that's what the Machoikas in Beisham and Beisilul is. And this halacha, that Beisil holds the two Mayonis saying, and Beisham holds only one Mayon. Therefore, after the 7 days, the Dam becomes Dam Tor. It's very good. El, the Rab, according to Rab, that he holds even according to Beisil, it's only one Mayon. So, my B'nai, what's the machlok is Beisil and Meshamai? Samura says, yes, the Kibinayu Yoyma Tfilah. The Afkamina is whether you need the Tfilah to make the tire or not. The Beishamai Savri B'Yoyma Tala Rachmana. It's talk of one Mayon. The first 7 days of Dam is Tomei. After that, the Dam is Toyer, even though she didn't go to the mikvah, it's totally in the days. Well, they still is Savrino, they still holds this Xeras Akosiv. But the Dam is Toyer, that's totally the Yoy Matfila, that's only after she went to the mikvah. Once she goes to the mikvah after the 7 days, then it's Chal, the Dam has a Din Dam Toyer on it. But before she goes to the mikvah, it's not called Dam Toyer, it's totally the mikvah. That's the Tfila, that's what they still holds. That's the Machoikis. Toshima coming here. It says the Moed and the both agree. Be allowed to judge gave birth, but to Mezav she metam malach v'yavish. And even Beisham agrees that the tum on the dam the lach v'yavish. Now again, Sagad had the hachinami the poska that she stopped seeing the dam after the 14 days and after the main ikiyim, and still later before she went to the mikvah the dam is toyer, dam is tomei. So Vishleim on the Rav the Yomamayin Nechrus one Mayin who Mishemachi metam malach v'yavish. It's good why still tomei. All right, turn over. So again, Elo Levi Diyom, Akwad Levi holds Shnei Mayonis saying, Samay Matam Alach V'Yavish, what's Amalach V'Yavish? Lechura, if it's Shnei Mayonis, so if you stop seeing and then you start seeing again, that Dam is Dam Tor, how could it be Tomei? Omaloch, Hochinami B'Shefas, the Matomanab was a flow of Dam, it didn't stop.
Because the Ma'ibi Shafas, if the flow is down straight, Lamay Yitzruch. So, Lebesh, like what's the Chiddush then? If even though it's two Mayonis, but the flow didn't stop, the Churb Shita, the Dam is still Tamei. So what's the Chiddush? So Gemara says Lebesh Shammai Yitzruch. There's that's the Chiddush called Lebesh Shammai. The Rav Agav Du Kamri Be Shammai. Mayin Echadu, even though Be Shammai is what's one Mayin, over Yair Matol Rachmona. And it's only when the days are 7 days or 14 days are up. Then it's called Dam Toyer. Hani Milah Bilalas Gerer Dos. When is Beis Shammai said that only when she gave birth normal, a normal birth, then the Din Tuma is totally only in the first 7 or 14 days, and after that, even without going to the mikvah, Dam is Dam Toyer. Why the Shlima Lu Yom? You finish off the 7 or 14 days. Avi Yaledas Bezoy when Isha gave birth with Tuma Zayva. The boy is Svira. It's not enough just to let the 7 days go by the 14 days. She still has to count Zainikim. Loi, that's the Chiddush, that since she didn't count the Zainikim, yet the dam that comes out then is Mamish Dam Tomei. Tarshima coming here. The Pasuk says, the Voiso Titmo L'Rab is his boyla. The Isha man is boyla, neither he becomes Tomei. The Voiso Titmo L'Rab is Halelois. The even nighttime also is Tomei. The Voiso Titmo L'Rab is Heledis, Bezaiv, and Isha gave birth Bezaiv, she's Tomei. Shetzricha watch Teshav Zayin Yom Nekim. She starts to wait Zayin Nekim. That's what the Brisa says. So Vishleim the Rav Yom Mayin Echad O Mishumachi Boi Shiva Yom Yashivas Yom Nekim. You have to Zayin Nekim. Since it's one Mayin, if you don't know Zayin Nekim, Slamais, even though she stopped seeing, but if she see any more Dam, we'll say it's Dam Tom, it's Metamro. El Leibu, though, the Yom Mishnei Mayon is saying, Lomali Shiva, what do you have to have Zayin Nekim for? But Mashu, if she be enough for me, she stopped a little bit. As long as she stops seeing after the 7 days a little bit, then we say she sees again, it's from a new Mayan. It's from the Mayim Tor. So even though she has Tumma Zobra and she has to have Zainakim, but that Dam that comes out is not Dam Tum, it's Dam Toyer. It should not be Saisar. So what do you have to count Zainakim for? Should be enough just to have one day or one little bit of Mashu of it. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue with this. Let's come over again on the next tape. In the Flam Heim and Beis, you have the last three lines of the Gemara again. It says, Yator Shema, come and bring your proof. That the Pasuk says, the voice of Titma, when Isha becomes a Nida, she becomes Tamei, is the Rabbah says, Boyla, that the man that lives with a Nida, he also becomes Tamei. The voice of Titma, we also darshan, the Rabbah says, that not only is Tamei B'yoim, even though it says Yoim in the Torah, he's Tamei at night time also. The voice of Titma is the Rabbah says, let his Bezoiv. The Nisha that gives birth, and Bishash she gave birth like she was the Atum Zovana, Yishno Shetzrich Shetesh of Zayin Shivas Yom Nikiyim. That even after it finishes the 7 days of Azorch or the 14 days of Nikevo, she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. She has to have 7 days, she doesn't see any Dam, to become Tor from Azoyv. So, like this. Bishleim Rav is very good according to Rav Shita, that Rav holds its one Mayan, the Dam comes from one place, the other Mayan Echru. That's why even after, let's say she gave birth to a Zohar, even after the 7 days passed by, now the 8th day, it's not enough, it's just not to see one day. But she has to stop seeing for the next 7 days to give her a dinner of Zayin Nekim. Because it's one Mokar, one place where it comes from. So if she would see Dam on the 8th or 9th day, that Dam like would be Saisar as Zayin Nekim. It's good.